caregiverclub.net. Speaking of which, I added some new features on it this week.
Okay.
You're helping me, of course, with the programming content.
Because I show up early.
That's right, you do. Who was supervising you for that? I added a new feature. I got a search box that I put right there on the right-hand side. We've got the stuff set up by categories so that you can go and search whatever category you want to look at clips we've talked about. And I don't put long clips on the podcast. Simply because who's going to want to listen to a long clip of something when you're on the go or, you know, the bullets are flying? I mean, it's out there, but what I try to feature more are the short clips that, okay, if you want to hear something about fear, obligation, guilt, resentment, isolation, you know, a doctor that talked about Alzheimer's or whatever. And I try to put those in very short clips, but the search box, you put whatever words you're searching for, whatever you're struggling with that moment. So if you are just really struggling with anger, just type it in, and you'll pull up a clip or clips that talk about that and what we how we deal with it. And I thought, you know, how easy is this? So it's really kind of caregiver rescue 911, you know, because that's what I'm looking to do. I'm trying to find ways that I can offer you something as a caregiver and also myself. You know, I read my own book, and I've told you this many times. I remember going to a therapist when I was really struggling. I mean, really struggling, just burned out. And it seems like there's just the nonstop crisis, you're just constant. And when you deal with 78 surgeries that I can count, you know, that's a lot of surgery. And this therapist looked at me and said, well, I'd recommend a book for you to read, but you're the guy to write it. So I wrote it, and I wrote it to myself, and I read my own book. And